All right, Machshir in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Chavis Yard Hadelef Lesocha, Beshamai Omer Mishaber. So let's say you have a barrel into which there was a leak from something, and water leaked into this barrel. Inside the barrel was produce. And you didn't really want this produce getting wet. You don't, you don't want it to be wet. There's no purpose of the produce being wet for you. So this is considered Shalola Ratzon. But you want to get the water out of the barrel without causing it to become tame, to hechsher kabel tuma. Beishamai or mishaber. Beishamai says you have to break it. You can't just pour the water out, because according to Beishamai, if you pour the water out, it will become hechsher, because when you pour the barrel of the water on one side is going to come move to the other side of the barrel as it flows out, and you're going to be happy with the flow of the water, trying to get out, and as the water is flowing and touching something else, it's going to touch the whatever produce it touches, that'll be hechsher kabel tuma. And because Beishamai whole understands that Beratzon here counts as long as the water is flowing Beratzon, even if it's not touching, the thing it's touching is not Beratzon, that is considered Bechiyutan, if Hechshel Kabel Tumah. Therefore, the only option is to break the barrel. Beis Hillel Omrim Ya'ara. Beis Hillel says, no, you can pour out the water. That is not going to count as the Ratzon. Even though you know when you pour the barrel that water is going to move, that's still not considered Hechshel Kabel Tumah. It's just the fact that it happens is by accident, or I mean, if you know it's going to happen, it's not something you want, and therefore it's not b'chiratzum. They both agree, mainly Beishamai agrees to Beis Hillel that if you were to remove it by hand, you were to scoop it out with your hands, take it out, then it will not become hechsher l'kabel tuma. Because in that case, even any water that touches it, that's definitely not what you're trying to do, and it's not necessarily going to happen. So if you take it out by hand, that is definitely not hechsher l'kabel tuma. That concludes Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah Hey, a reva sheyarad hadelef lesocha. If you had a bowl was pointing upward, and you put it, and it was lying somewhere, and there was a leak into it, hanizan avatzafen ein b'chiyutan. The water that splashes and that overflows is not included into the in b'chiyutan, and this is true of the water inside the bowl as well. So both the water inside the bowl and the water that dripped, that overflows or drips out of it, that's not b'chiyutan. The bowl happened to be there. You didn't put it there, so that's not b'chiyutan. Nutla l'shavcha b'shamay omrim b'chiyutan. Let's say you took the bowl to spill it out, and you're moving it elsewhere to spill it out. B'shamay says it is considered b'chiyutan. So the Koran B'Shamai, since you're moving it away from it, you can just spill it out right away, right? If you didn't care about the water, you just spill it right there. But since you're moving it elsewhere to spill it out, according to B'Shamai, now that water is considered B'Chiyutan, Ekrim Yehachshul Kabel Tumah. Beis Hillel Omer Ein B'Chiyutan. Beis Hillel says, since you didn't put it there in the first place, you never had wanted the water to drip there in the first place, even though now you're moving it elsewhere, that's not considered b'chiyutan. In other words, only if you had picked up the bowl and placed it elsewhere, maybe then it would be b'chiyutan. But the fact that you're moving it now, that's not considered b'chiyutan. There's nothing. It's not considered a b'ratzon. It doesn't give him any satisfaction. However, anicha she'er l'delef l'socha, let's say you place the water there, you're trying to protect whatever underneath it, you place the bowl so the leak would drip into it, ha'nisanim v'atzofen, what drips out, b'shamer om b'chiyutan. B'shamer here says it is b'chiyutan. Now, everyone agrees the water inside the bowl is b'chiyutan, because you put the water there for a purpose. You want it to collect there. The question is which splatters over. According to Beishamai, it's understood, since you collected, put the water initially, the water that spells out follows the exact same halacha. Even though technically it's no satisfaction what spills out, you don't want it spilled out, since initially there was Beratzon, it remains such. Beis Hillel Omer Ein B'chiyutan. Beis Hillel says, no, only the water inside, now it's outside. Since you don't want that water drip outside, it's not considered B'chiyutan. Now the Shavcha Eilele Modin Shein B'chiyutan. If you took an order to spill it out, then both agree that's B'chiyutan. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that if you try to move it elsewhere, it is considered b'chiyutan. And here we're talking about the water inside the bowl. I mean, even though now you're spilling out the water, so clearly you don't really want this water, the fact that initially you did want the water remains considered b'ratzon, and therefore it's b'chiyutan, and therefore it's considered hechsher l'kabel tuma. Here's the Mishnah. Hamat b'al sakelim l'machabes k'suso b'ma'ara. If you were immersing a kelim, or you were doing laundry in a cave, v'hamayim ola b'yadav, and there was water in this cave, So the water that comes on your hands, that's considered b'chiyutan. Since part of the watering process, a part of washing a kli, water utensil, or your garment, part of that process of water is going to get on your hands, that's considered b'ratzo, and therefore it's considered b'chiyutan, m'kehech shel kabal tuma. B'raglav enem b'chiyutan, the water gets on your feet, you don't want that to happen, and therefore it's not considered hech shel kabal tuma, not b'chiyutan. Because again, you don't want the water coming to your feet, and it's not a necessary thing. If it's impossible to actually go into this cave without getting your feet wet, then even anything that touches your feet will also be considered b'chiyutan, because understood that when you do the process. When you wash these things, it's going to become wet, and therefore it is considered hechshol l'kabotumah. Okay, and that concludes Mishnah Hay.